Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the COVID-19 update for Wednesday, November the 18th. The last 2 days, I've showed you the severity of the situation in our hospitals, which currently are averaging 5,561 patients in the hospital battling COVID-19, 739 more than the highest average that we ever saw last spring. I've shown you how the rate of increase in hospitalizations, as well as our case numbers, has hastened from a linear rate to now an exponential rate of growth. And I've shown you the disturbing hospital capacity issues that Illinois-specific modeling indicates that we could have without intervention. That's a problem for all of us, because it's not just COVID-19 patients who need hospital beds and the expert care of doctors and nurses. Cancer patients, those injured in car accidents, expectant mothers, victims of heart attacks and strokes. When we let our hospitals get overrun or even close to it, it is all of us who suffer. Whether because of conspiracy theories, right-wing political ideology, or naivete, too many people still seem to think that COVID-19 is a hoax, or that a disease that is killing 1,500 Americans per day and isn't, and 1,500 Americans per day and rising isn't worth any effort to stop. Remember last spring when hospital workers were lauded with gifts of free pizza and cheers at the grocery stores and pots and pans banging in unison at 8 o'clock at night? Well, hospital leaders tell me that that's all come to a grinding halt. Now, healthcare workers are experiencing verbal assaults by people who come to the hospital suffering from COVID-19. Since last spring, the divisive and misleading rhetoric of the outgoing President of the United States seems to have implanted a false narrative in the minds of a loud minority of Illinoisans. Doctors and nurses tell me that some people who come into emergency rooms with COVID, sometimes struggling to breathe, are screaming at hospital workers about how the disease is a political hoax or some sort of hospital profit scheme. It's beyond tragic for all involved, and the accusations and strange notions are just not true. All of their false narrative has been proven untrue. I'm most concerned at the moment for our healthcare heroes who take the brunt of this and seem to have been forgotten, by the good people who cared about them so visibly last spring. Nurses and nurses' assistants are once again pulling double shifts. Respiratory therapists are back to working increasingly long hours to keep people alive in the ICU. Doctors are donning and doffing PPE all day and all night. Janitors and cafeteria workers, who get paid the least, still come to work in a dangerous environment day in and day out. Just like police and firefighters, our healthcare workers risk their lives each day walking into the face of danger. They still deserve to be hailed as heroes. So if you know a hospital or a healthcare worker, find a way to do something special for them. Or even just say thank you when you see them on the street or in your neighborhood. Each of them are just as much the hero today as they were last spring. COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in Illinois, behind heart disease and cancer. Not only that, between March and October, COVID-19 took more lives than the next two highest causes, strokes and accidents, combined. The bulk of COVID-19's impact on the people of our state came, as you would expect, between March and June of this year. Over the summer, as cases, positivity rates, hospitalizations fell, so too did deaths from COVID-19. Unfortunately, the virus is back with a vengeance. There's a significant increase in the number of people losing their lives to COVID-19 amidst this current surge. In August, we were losing on average 14 people per day to this horrible disease. Today, that number is 83. As of today, we've lost 11,014 Illinoisans to this virus, more than 1,000 people in the last 2 weeks alone. That includes 140 reported in just the last 24 hours. Another 140 sets of families and friends searching for a way to grieve in this terrible trap. And the same disease that stole their loved one's life from them now won't allow them to gather with all who grieve with them. To all who have lost someone this year, please know that the good people of Illinois grieve with you. May the memories of all that we've lost be for a blessing. Early on in this pandemic, it would be forgivable to think of COVID-19 as only a problem for the nation's denser and more globally connected cities. But as we've been saying all along, this virus knows no boundaries and has never given much thought to county lines. That's become exceptionally clear this fall, as our rural and small town counties are seeing a per capita death rate twice that of our highly populated counties. This is the trend that's being mirrored all across the country. Broken out even further, we are seeing national death rates in rural counties that are more than three times as high as the nation's largest metros. I want to bring this conversation back to this slide, because at the end of the day, with all the grief that our state has endured with the loss of life, we still have a chance to prevent more of it. Models project that without additional mitigations, daily COVID-19 deaths would at least match the previous spring wave and could even rise up to 4 to 5 times that level, a risk that grows as hospitals become increasingly filled by more patients and as more of our heroic healthcare workers get sick, leading to staffing shortages. Without new interventions, projections show that between 17,000 and 45,000 additional deaths in Illinois would occur between now and March 1st of 2021. We can't let that happen, and we already know exactly how to save thousands of lives. Stay home when you can. Avoid gathering. Wear a mask. Keep your distance. Get your flu shot. Every day that we take action to stop the spread is another day that we give to scientists and doctors to figure out new and better treatments, new technologies, and new vaccines. Just today, we saw another step forward with the FDA emergency use authorization of the first at-home COVID-19 test, which bodes well for even more and better testing down the line. We can get through this. We know how. So let's use the tools that we have and remember the best way through this is working together. Thank you, and with that, I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
Good afternoon. I still hear people saying that COVID-19 isn't real, that it's just another cold, or that it's a conspiracy. The bottom line is that COVID-19 is real, and it is worse than a typical cold. This not real virus is overwhelming our hospitals. Right now, it's taking up 1 out of every 4 beds that's occupied in the hospitals across our state. This just another cold is putting hundreds of people in the ICU and on ventilators. It's estimated that influenza causes between 12,000 and 61,000 deaths annually in the U.S. But in this year alone, we have more than 246,000 deaths that are attributable to COVID-19. We have to call out the untruths. We have to speak truth. COVID-19 is very real, and it has been very deadly for so many. Since yesterday, we've received reports of 140 additional brothers and sisters and coworkers and grandparents who have lost their lives to this not real virus, for a total of over 11,000 lives lost. Today, we are reporting 8,922 new cases for a total of 606,771 total cases. Overnight, 5,953 individuals were in the hospital with this not real virus. 1,146 of those were in the ICU and 547 were on ventilators. I'm also hearing people say that it's only older people or those with health conditions who are dying from the virus. Well, it is true that people who are older and people who have comorbidities are at higher risk, but I will tell you that of the 140 new reports of deaths that we've gotten, two of them were in their 30s, three were in their 40s, nine were in their 50s. The populations at greater risk are our elderly, but I believe that the death of a 90-year-old or a 50-year-old or a 20-year-old all matter. If people want to bury their heads in the sand and pretend that this virus doesn't exist or it's not that bad, I guess they're free to do so. What you should not be able to do is risk the health of other individuals and everyone that you come in contact with because you won't wear a mask, or because you won't stop hosting or going to events and gatherings, or because you won't socially distance. You don't have the right to expose another person to a potentially deadly virus. So even if you can't see how real this virus truly is, can we at least agree to be respectful of others and wear a mask and keep our distance? Everyone's actions affect others. And remember, if you really want to give thanks this Thanksgiving, give the gift of life and not put someone's life in danger. Buenas tardes a todos. Todavía escucho a la gente decir que COVID-19 no es real, que es solo un resfriado o es que es una conspiración. En realidad, COVID-19 es real y es peor que un resfriado típico. Este virus no real está llenando nuestros hospitales. Este solo otro resfriado está poniendo más de 1,000 de personas en la hospital y en la unidad de cuidados intensivos y en ventiladores. Se estima que la gripe causa entre 12,000 y 61,000 muertes al año en nuestro país. Pero desde el 21 de enero de este año se han reportado más de 246,000 muertes por COVID-19 en los Estados Unidos. He escuchado a personas decir que solo las personas mayores o las personas con problemas de salud mueren a causa del virus. La verdad es que personas de todas las edades han muerto. También la verdad es que las personas mayores o las personas con problemas de salud corren un mayor riesgo de enfermedad grave y muerte. Pero eso no significa que esas vidas no son importantes. La muerte de una persona de 90 años, una persona de 50 años, una persona de 20 años, todas son personas de igual valor. Desde ayer ha reportado que 140 personas más han perdido la vida a causa de este virus, por un total de más de 11,000 vidas perdidas en Illinois. Hoy estamos reportando 8,922 casos nuevos para un total de más de 600,000 casos. 5,953 personas estuvieron en el hospital en las últimas 24 horas. 1,146 personas estaban en la unidad de cuidados intensivos y 547 pacientes estaban en ventiladores. Si la gente quiere enterrar la cabeza en la arena y pensar que este virus no existe o no es tan malo, pueden hacerlo. Lo que no pueden hacer es arriesgar la salud de toda la gente en Illinois porque no usan máscara, no dejan de ir a eventos y fiestas y no sé hacer distancia socialmente. Nadie tiene derecho a poner en riesgo a otra persona a un virus mortal. Por favor, sea una persona noble y piensa en sus vecinos. Use una máscara, mantenga su distancia y lave las manos. Tus acciones afectan a todos. Vamos a seguir adelante. pero lo haremos juntos porque solos no podemos. Muchísimas gracias para su apoyo.